Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar tonight. Richmond, the first team through to the 2020 Toyota AFL Grand Final. 6-10-46, defeating Port Adelaide 6-4-40. The goal kickers tonight, two for Martin and two for Lambert, both coming in the last quarter for Kane Lambert. Singles for Revolt and Lynch. Port Adelaide, two to Connor Rosie. Singles for Dersma, Dixon, Lysette and Laddams. Gee, when Charlie Dixon gave them a three-point lead at the three-minute mark of the last quarter, he thought, oh, gee, there might be some momentum here for Port Adelaide, but gee, Richmond, and they had it hang tough, and it was Kane Lambert who was able to get them over the line. Benny, you've got some key numbers from out of tonight's clash to wrap things up for Kerr's Hire, your local hire company since 1982, full range of sales and hire, equipment for hire.
Yeah, that was just very strange.
What was that?
It was a very strange noise, Kingy, made by paper on a table.
What?
Sounded like a sort of a hyena had come in under the desk. But look, the stat that jumps out at you, Kingy, of all the stats tonight, and there was a lot of scrappy stuff because it was tight, it was tough, and it was also slippery. So you throw those things into the mix, and it wasn't a great game in terms of aesthetically, in terms of free-flowing footy. But the 28 clearances to 9 after half-time was probably the difference. Yep. That is a huge disparity in terms of your clearances. Port Adelaide actually had won that stat in the first half, but when you're having the opposition is having three times as many clearances in a half of footy as you are, it's going to put pressure on you at some point. And you know, Richmond are good. I mean, Port Adelaide's defence I thought was absolutely brilliant, because we talked about it being potential weakness, and they don't have some great names. You know, they're relying on guys like McKenzie and Houston was fantastic, but they're slightly undersized. I'm going to be interested to see what they do in the off-season, whether they can try and... I heard Lee Brown talk about it quite often, that it was... You know, he wondered why Dougal Howard left the footy club. It seemed that was the sort of play you would have been better to maybe move on a Houston or a Cleary, a mid-sized player. But anyway, they did really well and they were able to hold up for most of the game. But they actually had 32 more disposals, probably a meaningless stat really. The marks were way down. Gives you an idea how tough and tight and slippery it was. 42-32 the marks for an entire game. Geelong had 134 in their own right last week in the win over Collingwood. Clearances 41-29 in favour of Richmond. Contested possession split down the middle, really, plus 5 to Port Adelaide. The power had 15 more inside 50s, 59-44. Clearances were split, really, at 80-86, 6 more to the Tigers. And the tackle count, 66-62 in favour of the Tigers. So the main glaring stat there was after halftime, the clearances were just all one way and they were all four yellow and black. Individually for the winners, Martin had 21, 13 effective, 3 clearances, and he kicked 2 of his team's 6 goals. That's pretty good going. He was also crucial in the last quarter. We had 6 touches. Prestia had 19 plugged away. Cochin, 17. Relatively quiet until he had 6 touches. 4 of his 8 effective disposals came in the final quarter. He also had 5 clearances, laid 4 tackles. Hooley, 15. Didn't have a huge influence. Bolton, I thought, provided. He looked like the sort of player that was going to break the game open at certain times. Got it out in space. 15 touches. Graham had 14. He's a workhorse sort of player. The man we spoke to post-game, Jaden Short, quite early. Got into the game a little bit. 14 touches, but only 6 effective. For the other one we've got to mention is obviously Toby Nankervis. He was enormous. 13 touches, not so much about touches for him. He had 4 marks, 3 clearances. We had 10 tackles. And in the final term, he took, I think, 2 of his 4 marks in the back half. He was just absolutely enormous when the game was on the line. It's hard to believe that he was actually their second string ruckman for quite a bit of the year. Couldn't get a game. So that's how well Richmond are going. They lose Soldo, who was their sort of first choice, who displaced Nankervis. Nankervis comes in and is, well, the player you could argue was nearly the difference in the final quarter in a preliminary final. So that's how good the Tigers are. They got some depth.
Yep.
For the power, look, they were enormous. Unfortunately, didn't have to be a loser, and it was Port Adelaide tonight. 24 possessions to Wines. Houston was huge with 23. Rockcliffe was 20 touches, 12 effective. Boak, 20, worked hard. Dersma, I thought, showed that he's going to be a big game player. He was really good. Did fluff a mark, which he'd be kicking himself about. But 19 touches, kicked a nice goal. Robbie Gray, 19 possessions, just missed a couple of opportunities. Ebert was playing really well. Unfortunately, got concussed late in the game, left the field and did not return. Eamon, 16. Powell Pepper, 15. Jonas, 14. Just some players who probably just didn't quite offer enough. Burton, for Port Adelaide. He had one effective disposal. Marshall started quite well. I think he had four possessions in about the first 10 minutes. Only it was six. So only had two possessions for about basically three quarters. Lysette just wasn't... He kicked a nice goal, but just really beaten when the game was on the line. Dixon, one goal, but probably beaten in the end by Bolter. Butters was quiet, but he's only a kid. He'll get better. And Motlop, we mentioned him, 10 touches. Couple of nice passages, but wasn't able to hit the scoreboard, which his team would have liked. And for the for Richmond, well, Riewoldt was... He just flew at everything. He didn't get much of the ball. He actually didn't take a mark, which is a bit surprising. He wouldn't be too many games. Jack Riewoldt doesn't take a mark. Castagna was quiet. And Asprey, well, obviously he's a defender, so he didn't get a whole lot of the pill.
But and a backup ruckman.
Yeah, well, he probably doesn't really... Yeah, it's hard to believe that they're playing him as a backup ruckman. But anyway, it was the Tigers.
Noah Bolter's absolutely pulled
him. Yeah, exactly right. He's displaced Asprey in defence. So, look, great game, and the Tigers got the chockies. I mentioned before, 24,292 fans trekked along to the Adelaide Oval to see Richmond to advance to the 2020 Grand Final.
How much have you missed saying the Mecca of football?
Yeah, fair bit. We got a new Mecca.
Yeah, the Gabba.
The Gabba for the Cats. Let's hope the Cats can... If Geelong were to win tomorrow night, what do you reckon the odds would be for the Grand Final? Richmond would be $1.70.
$2.15.
Yeah, I reckon you're right.
Yeah.
I just fear that Richmond are going to win the flag again, which is
Benny, what would you prefer? Geelong to get knocked out tomorrow night or beaten in the grand final?
Oh, geez, beaten by Richmond in a granny. Yeah, I don't know about that. Let's hope the Cats get there.
Guess what?
What's that?
Briser hasn't been told yet. No grand final for him. We can't have him here on grand final day if the Cats
no
are
Richmond fans allowed.
No, Richmond, no.
Now, let's go to Barrack for the Cats tomorrow night. Can they get the chockies done? We've got to get through the Caulfield Cup, though, Kingy. This before that.
Anthony Van Dyke?
Yeah, it doesn't like the wet. So the incident starts, the precipitation falls, and the track falls below a soft six.
Scratchy, Anthony
Van Dyke, no, it won't scratch. Not for a $3.5 million race. But it's not as effective on the wet. But you know who is effective?
Boom.
The favourite, very elegant. Never been beaten 2,400 and beyond. Mm. And Chris Waller has said from 4 months ago that this is its grand final. Sat four deep last start and still beat him. Wait for age. Just get your Bugs Bunny on. As soon as that rain starts to hit the ground, very elegant.
Gamble responsibly, Benny.
Yeah, well, and...
No!
I got to say something else.
There's a reason why we do those codes of practice at the start of the year, Benny.
So, looking forward to tomorrow. It's a huge day. We just haven't had quite the build-up. That COVID is just rubbish. We need to get rid of that. Because it hasn't...
We need to get rid of it. Okay, Benny, we'll just get rid of it.
We do.
A global pandemic. We can just get rid of it.
We need to do something because it's impacted the Caulfield Cup. I don't feel like it's the Caulfield
Cup. How are you going to be Melbourne Cup Day?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
Derby Day. Actually, Derby Day is going to be the day that hurts.
Yeah, look, there'll be days it hurts. But look, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. I'll get through that and then I'll look forward to seeing the Cats. So
can you
need to go home and rest
day off the brown bubbly waters tomorrow?
No, I will tomorrow, can you? Yeah.
Can you be sort of... Yeah.
No, I'll be front and square tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to it. I reckon the Cats best can win. If they can produce something near their best. Or sometimes, you know, I think Geelong in the wheelhouse. I mean, they had their chances against Port, who then have fronted up tonight and gone down by a 15. So Cats have just got to find a way. Can they play well? And their bottom six or seven, it's got to get something out of those guys. Mm. The big, you expect Selwood and these guys to perform. It's can they get something out of Myers and Henry and
O'Connor,
Stanley and all those. Can they provide, and I don't expect them to be best on ground, but they've just got to, when it's their turn to go, as the cliche says, they've got to be able to provide something to the push.
Brendan McCartney has the Steamatic standout at his fingertips, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Macca, who's your Steamatic standout?
Well, I broach Kane Lambert. I think if you're not a Richmond person, we like most of us, we have no understanding of just how important he is and what he does for that team, and his last quarter was phenomenal. Richmond wouldn't have won without Toby Nankervis, simply. They would not have won the game, but Dustin Martin didn't play his best game, but he was far and away the most influential player out there. He kicked two, clinical. Whenever he was near the ball, he was a handful. If they have a reasonable day next week, get your money on him winning the Norm Smith. He's gear enough for something really big next week.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.